10-8 EDF. Just walking out the door. Big break. Oh. Sean, you're the topic of discussion on Troy 575. Well, that's unfortunate. Me and they're not talking about security things on the air. Well, I turned on my radio about the same time Sean turned on his, but mine's locked on Troy on one of the two setups here on this radio, and it plays that first, and they were talking about how they thought Sean was the whole brains or operations behind the that network, and now, I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but Sean's managed to bounce around for the last, you know, minute and a half. All right, let me jump in the car. I'll be out here in a second. Got to get the dog in. There he is. I'll be right back. W8 if you... Well, granted, I heard his name mentioned three or four times about him being the sole thing about the repeaters being turned on and turned off, and I guess they didn't realize, or whatever the case was, that there was more than one person besides him that's running the outfit, and I don't know, but maybe I should not have said anything. I don't know. I'm just, you know, when I hear somebody talk about somebody else, I speak up. K8, RUH.
Yo.
Good morning. And Donald, if you're talking about the other side, I'm pretty sure Sean gave up the one in Mount Clemens and he doesn't own that one anymore. So I don't know if he's involved in ownership, maybe in some of the maintenance of that. So... who knows what those guys are talking about.
Well, you're right about that. His name is not on it, but he just has, you know, maintenance. He do the maintenance on it and stuff, so he has the power to turn it on and turn it off or whatever. But these guys that are talking right now, two of them I know by name, the third person I don't know yet. I haven't heard his full call yet. Are just talking and, you know... I just don't like people talking about other people on other channels by name and not, you know, mention it to somebody. And if I'm wrong for doing so, I apologize to Sean and, you know, you guys having to listen to it, but I've had enough of it too. And, yeah, so I don't mean to start off Tuesday on a bummer, but when you turn on the radio and the first thing that pops up is the dark side and three guys talking about, you know, our fearless leader, so to speak, it just ruffles my feathers.
That's why I don't have the dark side on this radio.
Well, I'll always be loyal to Troy, and once I get my radio straightened out, I'll probably drop that whole network anyway. But Troy, I'm going to stay loyal to... And we're doing our best to keep the riffraff off of it. And we've had some conversations about some of those that have come over to that frequency and said, no, we don't want to hear about the problems of that network over on this frequency. So would you please just, you know, if you want to come over here and talk about the weather, the Tigers, or whatever, you're more than welcome. But if you want to come over here and talk about what's going on the other side, we don't want to hear, kind of a thing. I know we can kick you off, but please, just don't bring other people's problems over to this frequency. All right. I'm going to be quiet because I don't want to put too much of a damper on the day for you guys. So W8RCY, we'll be listening.
Yeah, apply those rules to ham radio too. Only fair.
One last thing before I check out. I got to get out of here because I got a cardiology appointment at 8. So, talk to you all later. Have a great day. W8RCY.
See you later, Donald. Have a good day.
Take it easy, Donald.
Donald, tell him to come over here and talk about how Sean's an asshole and shuts the repeaters off and stuff. Bring him on over here. Come on. Right, Sean? We'll run them off. Did you see that sunrise this morning? Holy cow. That was awesome. I got a picture of it, but it's bright now. You can't hardly look at it. This morning, it was not that bright, but it was a red glow.
Still glowing. It's all the smoke in here.
Yeah, no kidding. You can see the haze, you know, that red ball in the sky poking through that haze, the fires. Crazy. Dakota.
If you see if that red ball in the sky would let me play with my radio.
20 minutes ago, you could look at it and didn't even hurt your eyes. Now you can't hardly look at it because it's bright, a lot brighter.
We had a really, really big geomagnetic day before last. What was it, Saturday? Sunday? Anyhow, so there should be some good getting on the bands in the next couple of days.
Guys, I'm pulling into the office. I'll catch up with you later. KE8RU8.
See you later, Anthony. Yeah, I tried getting Phil on the air on Saturday, and I gave him a horrible demonstration because the bands were just garbage.
I think there was
blame those guys up north for disconnecting the HF band.
They can't come through because Max moved the state net over to DMR because HF was in the toilet.
I blame them northern guys for disconnecting HF.
One's from Canada, eh?
Sean, do you know that yesterday I did nothing to fix my stuff, and then when I got back in the truck, it worked fine?
You know, we had some sort of band conditions yesterday. I wonder if that could have been affecting you in some adverse way, like the ducting was causing you to actually, you know, skirt around the repeaters or something. Because the bands were quite active that morning.
Black magic.
That kind of stuff doesn't surprise me anymore. I always thought, nah, that can't be, but, yeah, it can be.
Weird. You think my location, I was within 2 or 3 miles of the repeater on 25 watts. You think no matter what the conditions were, I'd be getting in, but who knows?
You got caught in the matrix, KE4ZYQ.
Fixed your stuff for you while you was at work?
Bit of a double there. Morning, Joe. Jeff, come again.
Just keyed up, so I got keyed. I said maybe the radio fairy come and fix your stuff while you were at work. It's going across 69, so maybe I, not watching the other one. I should probably watch the other one to see if I got a pack of lost. Man, this road is something else. Go ahead. Pick it up, Sean. Give it us to here.
Sean must be getting coffee. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
guys, I don't know if you follow the Tigers much, and I'm not a baseball guy by a long shot. I couldn't name you two guys on the team by name. But I watched the game last night, and I had a TV channel. I had four games on at one time on the screen, and I didn't pay for anything extra, so I don't know how they did that. I mean, I know how they did it, but I never seen that before. But anyhow, watched the Tigers play the White Sox, I think it was, in Chicago. And that game, they just unreal plays. I mean, I think it ended up being 13-1 or something like that. But they had one guy hit three home runs in a game. I don't remember if I've ever seen that before. But that's very rare. I'm not sure who it goes to, so I apologize. Over to whoever's next, K4ZYQ.
I don't know, my internet looks like it's working, but anyways, I heard that was a pretty good game. Had some good plays in there. Seen that a little bit on the news this morning before I left for work.
Yeah, they've been hot. We've got TVs all over the building, and we've got just basically digital signage with news and sports and all that, and scores pop up every day, and they're on fire.
Oy, oy, oy.
Now what did you do?
Oh, I just dropped in to listen, and I'm like, I don't know why I bother. I really don't. Yeah, somebody wants me, I'm right here. That's the end of it. You know, P25, a couple other places. I don't give a shit about any of the other stuff.
Did you get your peanuts when you left the circus?
Oh, God. I don't know why I even dialed it up. Anyhow, it's no big deal. It really isn't, but it's such a groan. Anyhow, back on the road. Oh, I've been on the road. But had to drop in and see what the scuttlebutt was about. No, I didn't. No, convinced myself that I did not have to drop in. So, anywho, back making progress now. Who's in here? I think I heard Joe, and I know Jeff's still in here.
John, I just can't believe that you're the brains of everything, and it's just. You know, it's all you. Don't you feel the pressure? I mean, can't you, don't you experience anxiety and all that pressure? Having the magic buttons, does that get to you? I don't know. Does it get to you having a magic button? Oh, I guess you must be trying to come up with an answer, Joe.
Well, guys, I know the weather's supposed to be warm and nice today, or nice without rain, that is, and storms, at least for now. So hopefully everybody gets to enjoy what's out there. Looks like, according to the weather, not that that's a great subject, but looks like we're going to have about 3-4 days of straight rain coming through with a pattern coming through. So if you got to bat down the hatches and put things away so they don't get flooded out around your house, outside, whatever. Today's the day, I guess. And I'm not sure if that's Dakota, who that was over there, but go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I checked that this morning. I bought an electric power washer and a foam cannon, and I went to town on my truck and my wife's car, and they've never looked so good. And then I looked at the weather this morning, and I'm like, really? 5 straight days of rain?
Oh, rain makes corn makes whiskey, and whiskey makes your baby frisky. All that rain and get all that mud, you'll be able to go out and play in the mud puddles and get all muddy.
Yeah, well, I just had my yard regraded and brought in a bunch of dirt, and I haven't even planted seed yet, which I'm not gonna until August, September, so I don't want it to start washing away yet.
KE4ZYQ. A little off subject there, guys, but I don't assume anything, but I'm wondering how many you guys out there, I would assume you may have some backup auxiliary power in case you had a power outage. I just hope we don't have that by all means, but I have to test mine. I procrastinated. Usually twice a month, every month, twice a month, I run my ham radio equipment for the whole day on backup power, just see how it does and exercise the battery and do it as if a simulated test. So, and it works pretty good, and it saves electricity. That's the neat thing, because I usually charge it, the battery, at the same time I'm using it with solar, so that also works off sunshine. How about that? What do you think, Dakota?
To get propane, a lot closer than you. I just didn't know. So, well, good for you. I'll tell you what, I converted my generator over to natural gas, and man, I'll never look back. That is so convenient. I just, first of all, it runs a lot cleaner. You lose a little power, so you got to buy a little bit up. If you think you need a 5K, you should probably buy like a, you know, 6K or, you know, 7K or something like that. Buy a little up, and you know, because you're gonna lose a little oomph with natural gas, but that's easy enough to do. But the conversion's easy to do, and you can still go back to gas if you want, which is nice. You can use the thing portable with gas, and then but I leave mine hooked up to natural gas, and whenever I have a an outage, I just got to go out there. You prime the diaphragm once, push the button, starts right up and runs like a top, and I never have to run out for gas or nothing.
I guess I'll take it, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, the one thing that I shy away from, of course, I'm in a condo subdivision, an HOA, and I don't think there's anybody here who has a backup generator because of noise or whatever, but the only thing I think about when it comes to a company supplying you natural gas is that if you had a real grid down situation or problem, and a major, major catastrophe, which is rare, obviously, that you wonder if the utility companies would stay in business and service you the amount of fuel you need to operate. I like to be totally independent off the grid, capable, if the sun's shining, for recharging. I'm not a solar fanatic by any stretch of the imagination. But, hey, if it works on a small basis and rechargeable and reusable, hey, cheaper, easier, self-contained, and hopefully works. Over to you, Dakota, from KE4ZYQ.
Real quick, Jeff, you got anything? Are you in here still?
Your signal reporter, but you were in the poop. Now you got a big squelch tail. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'd love to get into solar. But yeah. It'd be nice. Solar and have a wind generator up. That would definitely be cool. Yeah, Sean, a lot of the new ones, it's got a valve you flip. You go from natural gas to propane, and away you go. So it definitely makes it a lot easier. Dakota?
I remember what I bought now. It's 7,500 watt, put the back seat in, and I bought it because I had to. We were in the house for like a week, I think, and we lost power for 3 or 4 days. So didn't really have much of a choice, so I ran a TSC and picked it up. But I wanted a 10K tri-fuel. You know, I had the push button start, the electric start, all that, and I could run on propane, natural gas, or gas. But I'm stuck with regular gas, which it isn't a big deal for as much as I need it. But yeah, I would enjoy a bank of some sort in the basement with solar panels. I'm going to start looking into that just for the electronics and random stuff like that. Like, my generator will run the whole house without the air. So it's sized appropriately. I can get by, you know, turn fans on, whatever. But I'm with you, getting as much off the grid as possible. I ordered Starlink. It's actually get delivered today. I'm so sick of my ISP. I get outages all the time, and my whole house runs on the internet. So I need 100% uptime, and cable's not cutting it. So I'll be getting internet from space now.
I'm curious what that's going to cost, but yeah, I'm talking about a backup generator. We're talking about two different things here. There's, you know, backup power, you know, for the normal, you know, outages and stuff like that. And then there's, you know, emergency power, you know, which is a whole another kettle of fish. You know, my tower sites, I've got almost 300 repeaters in, 14 locations, and, it's super, super critical infrastructure, and my stuff runs on 48 volts. It's all 48 volts DC power plants that run that thing, and all the mains does is charges those batteries, but they're running off the batteries 24/7. So if something happens to the power, it's no difference, you know, until the batteries run out. Now, that's not a, you know, that's not a solar thing or anything like that, which would be impractical, because I have generators at all my sites as well. But that would be a good way to go, is put in, you know, literally convert your stuff to, especially your ham radio stuff, convert that, it's all 12 volt, almost all of it, you know, and just put in a DC plant to run all that 24/7. And then, just back charge it, you know, and then have maybe some solar supplemental or something like that. Yeah, you could do a pretty nice dealie. And, if I had the space to deal with it, you know, the batteries and the maintenance and all that stuff, I'd probably, you know, start working on something like that. It is something that's on the agenda. But, no, I was just referring to, you know, standard, you know, outage, you know, stuff. I've got mine's a little 5K electric start propane. And I just, it does everything I need. Runs, I got two refrigerators and a furnace blower motor, and everything after that is frill. And I get everything I need. So I keep all my electronics up and running. I keep my refrigerators running, my furnace running. And I can't run my air, but I have to suffer if that's out. But anywho. To put in a DC plant and have that charging. I've got the stuff. I've accumulated the stuff to do it. One of these days I'll probably get around to putting it in. Dakota?
I think there's another station in there. Real quick, I'm coming up to the office here, so it's probably my final. Starlink's 120 a month, Sean, for unlimited 200 to 300 megabit speeds. And the dish I bought a refurb for $199. So it's $20 more a month than I'm paying my Spectrum ISP. That sucks.
Go ahead, WUO.
Hey, good morning, Phil. This is WOK. Rick over here in West Coast Field. John, I'm just curious, what's the lifespan of those 48-volt batteries? How long are they replaced, and how much are they? I'm sure we're both.
We keep an eye on them pretty close, and the batteries, we get about 3 to 5 years out of them before we have to start replacing cells.
Hello, Rick, again from KE4ZYQ. Yeah, that's everything has a lifespan. And 73, I think, to Dakota there, if he's making the trip to where he's destinating. And anybody wanting to get a solar panel for home use for just the radio shack, you know, your radio, ham radio, I'll always get the monocrystalline unless they come out with something new. Polycrystalline, the monocrystalline are better solar collectors if you get like 100 watt or 150 watt, 120 watt solar panels. The rigid monocrystalline are better. And most people are using the LifePol 4 batteries, with most of them can be about 3,000 charging cycles, which is approximately 10 years of use on the average person. I'm not sure if it goes back to Mr. Rick or Sean, or if Jeff's still in there.
KEA-ZRI.
I'm going to sign real quick, guys. 73-NADBF. Okie doke. We'll see you maybe on the drive home. WOJ, are you on the West Bloomfield machine? It got reinstalled yesterday, and it is kicking ass. So the PL changed, though. The PL changed to 123, 442.5, 123.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out. I know it was down again. I heard somebody working on it. They worked for a short time, but it seemed to be down again. Or at least I couldn't get a response out of it, so that must have been the deal. So I'm on the Warren machine, 2.6.
Pick it up.
All right, yeah, that's a haul, and you're in there a solid, 100%, but there's, a considerable amount of static on you, so I figured, you're right there by the Bloomfield. You could dial that one in and probably be rock solid.
KEA-ZRI.
Go ahead, ZRI, and hand it to Jeff.
I believe it was. Go ahead and pick it up. Keep it up, Samir.
Thanks. Good morning, guys. Hello to everybody. My name is Brian Newham. What I got is a Ryobi 48-volt lawnmower, and I bought an inverter for it so I can unplug the lawnmower and plug it into the inverter if I need to, a 5,000-watt inverter. And I'm just playing around with that right now and getting used to it, playing around with it and hooking it up. My next step is to, tie in a transfer switch so I can switch in certain circuits like just refrigerators and freezers, to keep them going in a power outage. I can live without air conditioning. Over.
Charles, I'm going to everyone have a good day. Enjoy the weather while we got it until the next few days with the rain and all that's coming in. Be careful, be safe, drive safely, enjoy life while it's here. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here, today's here. So 73 from KE4ZYQ.
Well, Joe, you're not a beetle. Anyhow, those sounded like botched up words to a song. Take care, Joe. I've seen a lot of people moving into that that electric lawnmower stuff in recent year or two. I have an acre, and I don't know. I guess you can get a rider, but I'm gonna just stick with my John Deere and petrol. And as far as lawnmowers go, I don't use a push lawnmower that much. I just use it for a little trimming. Might be a good place for electric. I don't know, but I'm not really on that path right now. But they do look pretty cool. I got to admit that. And the whole topic was basically about emergency power and whatnot. And I think there's a difference between backup power and emergency power. Backup power is just like, you use anything available, propane, diesel, gas, and, to just run your house, back your house up when the power goes out. But emergency power, I think, takes it that extra step. How are you going to get the power? That's a problem I have for mine.
you know, I've got generators. My battery banks will only run my site so long, and then I got to get the, you know, the generators got to, you know, run them. So I've still got the dependence upon propane. It's just I've got quite a window to get it because of the battery operation, and you know, and I have special arrangements with gas companies to get it. But you know, if things really went to hell in a handbasket, you know, it's you know, natural gas ain't cutting it. Jeff? Yeah, I think Jeff might have signed out when, was it ZRI? I'm not sure. Anyhow, WOJ, go ahead. I think everybody's checked out. I'm almost out. I got about a half mile to go here before I get to work. But WOJ, you go ahead and then pass it over to ZRI or whatever the heck it was. Guys, give me your names. My name is Sean, and the call is W8FU. WOJ, go.
All righty. Name's Rick over here in West Bloomfield. Actually, Orchard Lake, I suppose, is the closest anyway. And I'm on the West Bloomfield now, so it should be coming in a whole lot cleaner, I hope. Yeah, I don't know the other fellow's name either, the ZRI or whatever. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is KEA-ZRI, India. My name is Brian. I'm a new hand here, and I listen to you guys every morning talking, and yeah, I find it really interesting. Over.
All right, Brian, yeah, you did say that when you chimed in. I apologize. I, you know, when you said it again, I remembered you said it the first time, so just, you know. I'll probably forget it next time. Like Rick, I've talked to Rick before, and, you know, I just forgot. Oops. That happens when you're not in there all the time with an old person like me. Anyhow, I'm making my final approach to work here, get inside and start my day. But, yeah, oh, and Rick, you're sounding great. You're sounding really, really good on West Bloomfield. So he's got a brand new Skippy repeater he bought in Dayton. Got it installed yesterday, and it seems to be working really, really good for him. In fact, I got to reprogram my radio for the new PL today. That's going to be a project because my radio is required. I crack out a computer and drag them out to the car and all that. All right, guys. I will catch you later. Good talking, and catch you next time. Go ahead, Rick. Pass over Brian, and I'm clearing out. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, have a great day, and I'm an old fart over here, too. I like to keep my license handy because I have trouble with my own name. have a great day, and, yeah, I think if I remember hearing right, Phil, I think it is, bought an MTR, I think you guys were talking about. It's supposed to be a pretty nice repeater, so we'll see. K8WOJ and Brian, go ahead. I guess I'll be getting out of here, too. 7-3, guys. Have a great day. Brian, go ahead.
Okay, 7-3, guys. 7-3, so this will be my final one, too. That lawnmower that I was talking about, Sean, is a Ryder. It is a Ryder. It's a Ryobi Ryder, 48 volts, and I changed the battery to lithium iron phosphate. And it's supposed to last 10,000 cycles, like Joe said, but, you know, who knows. Okay, guys, take it easy. Have a great day. It's going to be a hot one today, I guess. This is Brian, KE8ZRI, signing out.
Yeah, this is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa AA 08P listening.
This is AFA EDQ Mobile Monitoring.
This is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa. I copy somebody mobile monitoring. Call sign again. Over.
Yep, copy that. This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. How are you doing this morning? This is Mike from Saginaw.
This is James. I'm in Saginaw as well. Actually, I reside in Midland, and I'm over here at Menards making another delivery. I do this daily. So, I listen in on everybody's conversations. I try not to butt in, but just trying to see how the signal's going out. But you're loud and clear. You're coming in very clear. You got a good signal here in Saginaw.
Yeah, thanks. Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, too. So, I listen to Sean and all those guys. Let's see, I've got their names are all written down here on a different sheet of paper. But, Donald, Dakota, Mike, I think Phil is in here sometimes. But, it seems about 7 o'clock they all kind of chime in and say good morning to each other and whatnot. So I'm usually listening.
Using the, KCATLO repeater, is that the one everybody's on?
I don't know. I've heard them talk about another repeater, and they just changed the PL tone. But if it's not on a repeater book, then I'm not tuned into it. Maybe eventually, if I keep hearing about it, maybe I'll dial into it. I don't know. I've already got 4 different repeaters that I listen to pretty much all day, so I don't need to hear any more traffic than that.
Well, it sounds like it keeps you busy anyway. I'm new to the, I'm an HF guy, so I just got into the handy talky stuff for local stuff. I'm thinking about installing a mobile unit, push a few more watts. Right now I'm using one of those Bofang, DFHP, whatever, Pro Bofang, and I'm impressed with it. I also have a Yaesu VX.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a couple of Bofang handhelds here. I'm on one right now on a UV5RM Plus or whatever. UV5RM Plus. But I've got a base station that I just got set up yesterday, and I'll probably end up using it a little bit more today. I'm just outside. I'm letting my dogs relax in the backyard for a little while before we have to go sit inside for a few hours, and we'll go for another walk later. But, yeah, it's been nice talking to you. I'm pretty sure we've chatted before on the 2-meter while you were making a delivery before. So it's nice to make contact with you again. I hope you're having a good morning, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final. This is KFA-EBQ.
Likewise, 73, and I'll be monitoring this channel on and off throughout the day. You have a good one, and we'll talk later. 73, this is AA0HC, clear.
KF8CZB, monitoring.
This is AA0HC, Alpha Alpha, Zero Hotel Papa. I copied KF8CZB. B or P, if I see a call sign again, over.
Yeah, that was KF8CZB, as in Victor.
Copy, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Charlie, Zulu, Victor, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not real good at them. Whatever words yet. I'm kind of new to this. I've been in 11 meter band since the 70s, and just back in December finally got a technician license for this. So then I broke down and bought this ICOM 2730, which in my mobile, which I'm setting here. I got to start work here in a few minutes. So, but I monitor this station every morning. Listen to everybody.
Okay, very good. Well, the name here is James, and can I get your name again?
Yeah, my name is P. ETE.
Okay, Pete. Well, listen, everybody's coming in really clear this morning. I try to tune in, but I haven't been picking people up. But if everybody comes on around 7, I'll listen and see if I can't make acquaintances. I'll look everybody up. I use QRZ and I just other app for call signs. I try to log everybody in so I can keep track. So anyway, you have a great day. You're coming in really well.
Yeah, okay. I'm in the process of, like I say, this is in the mobile, but I'm in the process of setting a base station up. I got to finish piecing the tower together first, get that up, but I'm in Millington right now, and I work here in Vassar, so I think I heard you say you're in Saginaw.
Yeah, I'm here in Saginaw over here at Menards, just off Veterans Parkway, over by Flying J. Yeah, I'm sure you know where that is. In any event, something I wanted to tell you, I forgot what it is, but anyway, I'm really impressed with the repeaters. There's a link that I'm going to look up if we are still talking, and I'll get that to you, and you can actually see.
Yeah, you kind of got cut off there or something, but anyways, I got to head inside here and get ready to build some motors, so 73, have a good one. We're clear.
Hey, Zero HP, clear.
Hey, Zero HP, KEHZRI.
Zero Echo 8, Charlie Romeo India, KEHZRI. Copy. This is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa, AA Zero HP, also monitoring.
Yeah, roger that. This is Brian, KEHZRI. Did those guys say where that repeater was, that new repeater that they set up? Over.
Hey, good morning, Brian. By the way, you're coming in very good this morning. I caught the tail end of that conversation. I'm using a KCAELOQ repeater on 442.200. That's the one I'm using. I'm not sure repeater they might be linked on. Thank you.
KEHWOJ.
W-A-O-J, if I copy correctly, this is AA0HP. Go ahead, over.
Yeah, you guys are sounding pretty good down here near Pontiac. And that repeater they were talking about is WB8ARC. It's the West Bloomfield repeater. The K8FBI group, which is the group you've been listening to there. They've got like 5 linked repeaters in southeast Michigan here, and I believe it's also linked to central Michigan. Anybody you talk to, it might be on any number of different repeaters, but it's a pretty nice little network and gets out pretty well. Just for the FYI.
Hey, that's pretty fascinating, actually. I'm new to the repeater. I was an HF guy and DMR, so I'm trying to get up on the HP and the repeater. I might set one up myself. This is pretty fascinating. If you don't mind, and I apologize, can you give me your call sign and clear again over the W-8-O-J? Did I get that correct?
Nope, it's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Rick over here in West Bloomfield, or I guess the closest big town would be Pontiac.
So I copy Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet in Pontiac, and just to let you know, you're coming in like you were having a conversation within a few feet of each other. You're loud and very clear.
Well, that's thanks to the KAWI link system there. That's a group of repeaters that the fellas really are knowledgeable. If you guys listen, so you know, you can learn a lot on this little network just listening. They do a great job, and it gets out pretty well.
If I got it right, it's Brian and James here again. So is this at 7 o'clock? So everybody comes online around 7 in the morning, is that correct?
Yeah, everybody seems to come on about 7 and run to work. You know, on their way to work about 7:30, they all cut out pretty much sometimes.
Okay, I'll call it a breakfast club of sorts, and hopefully I'll be able to join in on a more realistic basis in the future. I'm really enjoying the radio. I carry two HDs. Hopefully I'll get my mobile hooked up eventually, but I'm really impressed with the repeater network. This is the best I've heard. This is the best I've ever heard, actually. It's very impressive.
Yeah, I've got this TYT, this Tango Yankee Tango 9800. It's an inexpensive quad band. And, yeah, it seems to get out pretty good into this, especially into this link repeater system, over.
Hey, copy that. Believe it or not, I've actually got that same radio in a box. I just need to install it. So, hearing you, I'm prompted now to get that mounted on my truck and use it. One question, what antenna are you using, if I may?
At first I bought a quad band antenna. So I took it off and I put a dual band antenna on there. The name of it is one of those Chinese knockoffs. It's band 440 and 70 centimeters. And it's a lot shorter, I don't know, maybe 2 feet. And gain on 70 centimeters, and I think it's a 3 dBi gain on 440, over.
Yeah, copy. You're a little bit static starting up on the circuit, but is that mag mount? Mag mount, over. Copy. Sir, do you route that internally to your dash? Is that how you work it?
I put the TYT 9800 in my head, and I'm out of data. Runs under the seat.
I'm not sure. Are you mobile right now? Are you driving? Because the connection is starting to break up.
When I get this, when I get antennas that are installed. And my computer.
Yeah, if you can hear me, or I think we're losing the signal right now, but if you can hear me, I'll just let you know that your initial transmission was excellent. At this time, I could barely make you out. Barely make you out.
West side. I usually get here is when I'm on the west side. I'm over at Oh, what is this?
69 at MAP, Emmett, Memphis area. KCKJ.
Yeah, very good, very good. Now, it's supposed to get up to around 90 today. Unbelievable. This roller coaster weather is just crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Las Vegas or in California. You know, 90, 100 degrees during the day, then at night it's like 45. Ridiculous.
Well, that's what deserts are like. That's how they're supposed to be, actually. But around here, you know, 2 days ago it was barely, and then supposed to drop down again. I mean, we've been in this roller coaster cycle for quite a while now. I mean, even in the winter it was just going crazy, and just not steady at all. Well, the weather changes.
Maybe somebody will keep the thermostat turned up to the right temperature for the next couple months.
Yeah, very good. So, Wally, are you still there? Or, like I said, maybe you don't have the new PL programmed in for the Dot 5 on this radio. It's probably the case, I guess.
Either, Phil. What is it? Is it 123?
Yeah, same as the other FBI repeaters.
I'm good. I'll get a dial one in this week, I think. Alright, I'm probably reading on the outer banks heading into port here on, so I'll take 73 on your final. ADC8KGO.
Alright, I'm just about at work, so I'll check out. Catch you later, AABAP.
I was such a good boy at the cardiology doctor that I went and got myself some oatmeal raisin cookies and two Kit Kats. That's how good I was. That's how good the report was. Now I got to do chiropractic in a couple hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, 11 o'clock. And everybody have a great day. If you're 8RCY.
Someone say cookie. Yum, 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 yum.
They may be from Kroger's, but their oatmeal raisin cookies are really doggone good ones out of a grocery store instead of a specialized bakery. And the price isn't that bad. A dozen for $4. Eh. Yeah. Got a good report from the doctor. Now I'll go back for another month. So I'm good for 4 weeks, 30 days. I don't know how many steps I'll be taking, but, yeah. Anyway, W-E-R-C-Y.
KF8 EFV. KF8 EFV, just looking for a signal report if anyone copies this.
Hey, you're clear into the system, WF5X.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Just setting up a new radio here, currently in Waterford by the airport, and good to know it's working. Thank you, I appreciate it. The name is Shane here, KF8 EFV, and I'll be clear.
Now it's working good for you, Shane. Send your good luck.
WF5X Mobile.
Greeny, does Lisa know you're not at home?
I think the big question is, does she care?
Well, she always cares, but does she know you're not at home?
Yeah, she can track me. She'll see where I am. Won't matter.
All right.
Get a Timmy 6 this morning. WFX.
Just starting my day. WFX. W8FU, AB8PR. AB8PR test. 1, 2, 3.
How copy? Oh, no.
Try that again. I'm sorry, I had two radios going at once.
Yes, I said, how copy, old man? Over.
Okay. Oh, I see what's going on. Okay, I was, sorry, I had many things turned on. Them off. Alright, let's try one more time.
And this asking how copy old cop over.
Yeah, a bit noisy. Where are you? Copy, with noisy. Does it even work?
No, we were at lunch and I'm just heading back to work. I may be taking off in a bit.
Okay, question, are you familiar with the Motorola CDM1550 radio at all?
Yeah, 120.
Alright, you're pretty noisy, Steven. Can you switch over to one of the other ones?
You don't tell me what to do. No, it's basically a CDM-1250 that had LMR trunking. So, you know, it's good to go. It's a thumbs up radio. It's basically a CDM-1250 with a little extra.
All right, well, they had one sitting there at the office and looked collecting dust, and I said, do you mind if I take this and look at it and see what it does? I said, sure, go ahead. I don't know, is there, I assume there's CBS for it and all that?
Oh, yeah, readily available, easy to program. You know, they came in VHF, UHF, low band, I'm guessing. I don't know if a 1550 came in low band, but did it? Okay. So, yeah, great radio. Great radio. In fact, I have thought about using those for some receivers and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, I'm going to ask her if that checks out. I'm going to ask her if she wants to get rid of it. Yeah, so people probably could use this as remote receivers or links or something.
Yeah, they got a good front end. They're a decent radio. I've got no issues with them at all. Like you say, they're you know, they're one of the better ones from the past. You know, they remind me a lot of you know, the MTR and that just good solid stuff when Motorola was, you know, knocking it out of the park.
We use them in 9600 baud for MI7 packet a lot. The 1550s and the 1250s.
Okay. So I'm hoping she may just say, go ahead and take it. But if not, she may want to get some money for it. I don't know if it's what it's worth.
Well, I don't know what Fred gets them for, but I mostly get them for free, surplus out. If I was buying one, I don't think I'd spend over $100 on one. You can probably watch carefully and score one for $50.
Yeah.
I don't know, Fred, what do you find on that?
1500, like that, usually. I try not to spend more than $50-$60 if I need one. I mean, you'll see people trying to sell them for $100 or $200 all day on eBay, but they don't sell. They're just listed.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So, basically not worth anything to her. All right. Wow. Nice day. 82 degrees. Wow. I think it's going to be a boat day. So, Sean, how are you hearing the repeater out there where you were?
Oh, so you want me to switch back to it now?
No, when you were on it, I just want to know how you were hearing it.
I was just giving you shit. Hold on. Okay, I'm back on it. Am I still really bad?
Well, you're very good, actually. But how are you hearing it?
Well, that's why I switched back to it, so I could drive a little bit here and let you know. So I'm at my stop now. I just dropped off Paul at the stop, and I'm heading south. But coming in very good. You know, there's a little flutter now and again, but mostly rock solid. I'm at the worst, lowest spot of my journey home for my repeater, but your repeater is due west of me pretty much, as opposed to mine, which is almost south of me. Anyhow, sounds pretty good. Now, when you said I was noisy, it was thick sensing, and, you know, it is very well balanced.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting a little concerned because I was just driving through Troy, and it was quite noisy coming on the receive end on my end. I think it's like a dead area in that zone down along I-75 for some reason.
All right, well, it's taking testing quite a bit, right where I'm at.
also dropping in and out now, too. So it's pretty much reciprocal. All right, well, it's obviously getting out, but I don't know. It must just be a dip, and maybe the signal's actually going over our head, in my head, and in that area. The 975 between Square Lake and, Big Beaver. It's just, it doesn't seem to be performing that well, but I think it's just surroundings.
Blame it on the Osprey.
Sure, yeah. Or it could be that too much gain on that antenna. But at that height, that shouldn't be a problem. Remember, I had one of those, the same antenna up at 300 and some feet. That was too much.
Where do you have a site at 300 and some odd feet?
There's a condo in Southfield called 5000 Town Center at Northwestern, north of 10 Mile. When my buddy Chuck was in town, we had a repeater up there. And we had the Superstation Master on it. And it was great handy talking coverage on Lake St. Clair, but locally it sucked because you're under the umbrella.
The Conning effect is a bear. So, there you go. Ah, well. Yeah, anytime you're getting up in the threes, man, that's big boy stuff.
Yeah, and we only had a very short cable run, too. I think it was 30 feet, maybe. So it was in the kind of nice. Didn't I tell you the story of how we got the antenna up there?
Probably not, although I've heard a million of these stories, so maybe it's just blending into the antenna rooftop stories.
Yeah, I had to get the window washers to take it up on their platform, and the day we were going to do it, it takes two people to operate the platform, and only one showed up. And he says, well, you want it up there, you got to operate the other side. And I did.
Well, file that under FTS for me.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but I can probably figure it out. So, yeah, that was exciting when I was young and foolish.
Well, the only words I can really say from FTS is the middle word, and that's that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah, and it was, the real fun part was when it started to get near the top, it actually started to tilt, because it was trapped over the parapet, and then I had to climb over it, and then I just didn't look down, but I did it. It's amazing what you do for this crazy hobby. All right, I'm just about home. Talk to you later. ABAPR. I haven't heard any of that garbage that came through yesterday, so if you do, like I said, and I'm not listening, give me a text or something, but I haven't heard any. I was monitoring at work, so let me know. ABAPR.
What's still at the site operational besides your repeater?
Just an FM broadcast station and a GMRS, which is literally no use right now, very little. It was not on the air.
Well, if it were the, is it, I'm taking it, say, remote pickup or something on the FM, or is it like a city thing? What's the story there?
It's our cable commission thing, media. It's a low power, like 150 watt AM FM station for public. You know, it's public radio basically. Well, there it is.
Yep, yep, that was it. Well, what I'm wondering is, does FM broadcast, is that running 24/7, 365? So, you know, is there anything that only comes up, you know, every so often that you can correlate?
No, it's on 24/7 phase signal. So, interesting. Like I said, when the other, when I had the same preamp on the other receiver, the other repeater had no issues. The only thing different is the PL.
Well, first IS can come into play. It could be different. There could be, you know, any number of things. If I mean, you had all the antenna, hardline, and everything else is the same. So really, the only difference is the repeater. So, but you know, what was the ultimate receiver sensitivity of the old setup compared to the new setup? So, I don't know how much of the amplification were you asking for? You know, has it always been 20 dB, both systems?
Yeah, like I said, it's the exact same device. And, yeah, the sensitivity on the Canon was actually, I think, a little better than I'm getting on the Motorola. So, I mean, not enough to worry about, but...
Probably got to tune up that pre-selector by the book, you know? The guy that was diddling with it didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, that might be an issue. That could be it. Who knows? All right, well, let's keep monitoring it. All right, I'm home. ABPR. Catch you later.
Hey, Fred, you ever tuned a pre-selector on a MTR by the book with a little probe that goes down a little hole?
No, I just use my spectrum analyzer for in reverse, or my CNA.
I know, but you know, Motorola's, you know, oh, you absolutely have to do these by the book, you know, and dip and peak and all that stuff. If you don't, you know, the end is nigh, whatever, the end. It's Armageddon, cats and dogs, living in sin.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I've never done it that way.
And I've been tuning my MTR pre-selectors for decades that way. Oh, some grease makers. There it was. Boy, that sounds like a runaway preamp to me.
Yep. Well, RF getting back into itself there, too. Good old analog.
Hey, Phil, I got an idea. You still there? Where'd that punk go? I'm going to have to try moving the TX idle frequency.
He ran away already. Aww.
Oh, I got a kink in my neck.
That's interesting. It came in while you were chatting. That's the first time I'd ever heard that. It always tail ends. But, interesting.
No, it was coming in over people when they were talking to you.
Alright, I just heard it a little bit yesterday, in the afternoon, and it never got anybody while I was listening, so first I'd heard it come in over somewhere. Anywho,
like a 20 dB preamp. I don't know if it's a gas set or not, but, you know, sometimes a bipolar will mitigate some of this. But, got a 20 dB preamp on top of that SPR. He said he was getting about 25 microvolts, which is pretty hot. Yeah, I didn't get the details. You know, was that at the antenna? Was that, you know, directly into the receiver? You know, it's, and then we don't know, is that 25 what for 12 dB, 20 dB? What kind of quieting? So, all questions that need to be answered. You know, I don't remember, I don't know a lot about the MTR platform. There's not a whole lot to it, but one thing I don't remember seeing, but I don't know, it's possible. Do you know if there was any way to switch from high side to low side injection like you could back in the day with, like, micwars and stuff? I have no idea if that's even something you could do on those. Probably not. I hadn't seen that since the micwar.
No, I haven't.
Hold on a second. I got three text messages all going off at once here. I don't know who to respond to next, Sean. I can't help it.
Well, I'm going to let you focus on that for a bit. And see if I program my APX 8500 correctly. I'm going to go over to the other radio and putz with that for a few. Deal with your text. I'll be here. WFU.
I got Slack going off. I have Google Chat going off. Discord is going off. And I'm getting iMessages.
I don't know which one to click first.
Oh, hey, while I got you here for 1 second, seeing as you don't got anything else going on, did you do all the disconnecting over on the 700? There was problems on 701, and somebody was sitting on their mic, and I noticed that disconnecting 701 from 700. 702 got disconnected from 700. That was kind of a weird way to skin that cat, but no big deal. I understood what happened.
Yeah, I disabled it, and then I'm like, oh, it's still on the 700 hub, and I, you know, after 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, let me just disable 701, or drop 702 from the, so it doesn't hear it. So, basically, 702 is isolated. 701, 702 are isolated, and obviously I dropped the link up this way as well.
Yeah, it's somebody, it seems like it was on the, well, it was on the Mount Clemens, that's for sure, and they didn't know it. It was somebody sitting on a mic. It wasn't malicious, because I heard them talking on their ham radio. Their name was John, and they were talking to somebody, and I couldn't figure out what frequency they were on, but if they were on the Mount Clemens, sitting on their mic, I'm guessing they were from my area. I don't have a lot of stuff programmed in my radio, so I never did figure out where they were talking. I could have caught them over there. But the person's name was John, and they were a ham, and they were talking on ham radio over on the other side when it was keyed down. So they clearly didn't know what they were doing. It was not malicious.
Well, because I have a heart, if I'm sitting down here, I'll turn them on. But I don't say anything, because if you say anything, then, you know, you're inviting things. So as long as I've been down here, I've been doing it. But, you know, Friday night there was things, and then today I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what I told the guys. I go, you know, they're saying, oh, well, you know, why do they take it up and down? I said, because when we can babysit it, because the babies will turn it on.
But when we can't babysit it, we have to turn it off because, you know, sorry, you know, and it's like, and then they think it's me, and it's like, dude, it's not me. They don't want to hear it, right? I don't blame them. So, you know, so if I can babysit it, I'll turn it on. I've noticed you've had it on a few times, so I just assume you're listening. So, yep, I won't do it unless I can attend to it. If I can't attend to it, off it goes.
No, that's kind of what I've been doing. And then when I went to, you know, when I got down here this morning, there were two different conversations going. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to park them into each other. I'm talking on both. So I'm like, there you go. Oh, no. I won't combine them. Oh, these bastards. I'm going to treat them as two separate companies. I was trying to turn on LTE on a couple more clovers. Once you get up to your sixth clover, they drop the price, you know, half and half for each additional clover. But they're splitting them, so one course is one gets up with, you know, you bastards. I just realized, I just read this.
It's always the fine print. Phil, are you back listening yet?
Alright. Activating. I guess there has the girls, the bar cart girls, it's too much effort for them on shift change to sign out and sign in quick enough. So they want the oncoming bar cart girl to grab, you know, one of the spare clovers that's down by the pool and take that on the road with her. I'm like, whoa, okay. A little bit of ice. What's the pool going to use?
What generation are they up to in the Corvette?
W-D-8-K-L-L.
I got a brand new one in front of me. C7, C8, C9. I have no idea. But man, they sure got it right now.
And it was a double what?
Oh, I was just asking what generation they're up to in the Corvette. C8, C9, C10, I have no idea. I think it's C8 or C9. But there's one in front of me here, manufacturer's plate. I'm just commenting on how they really got it right. Finally.
Alright, the C8, I think. But they did just release a new... Was it a Z06? The new, Cletus had a video with it. Chevrolet took him, or had him come down to a demo at the America's Place down there in Texas, and the new one looks really nice.
Do you remember the Cadillac XLR? I'm pretty sure that was a Corvette chassis.
Don't remember that one. What is the difference? Z08. Current models include, the current new models are going to be the Stingray, the E-Ray, the Z06, and the ZR1. Let's see. You got 112,000 laying around? Because that's where the Z06 starts at.
WIM.
Hello, RPAD. Yes, what's next to me here? A blue, royal blue ZR Z06 or whatever. That's a good looking car. What's up, Arp?
Oh, just bringing a little knowledge. Been tracking some of that Corvette stuff, and you're absolutely right. They're on the money. They're on target. The latest iteration is the ZR1, has twin turbochargers and makes 1,065 horsepower. The full tilt boogie version is just under $200,000.
That's what it was. The twin turbos were kept that because they were going over how the engine and the what they did to get rid of the turbo lag on it, and they really, you know, they really hit it there.
Well,
Well, find me an American sports car to be proud of. For a few years there, it was like, really? You know, you looked at what was coming out of Italy, design, you know, and stuff like that. You're like, why don't we do that? So now I put it up against just about anything. Well, I don't know. What the hell do I know about it? But you remember that one? You remember the Cadillac XLR? I always kind of wanted one of those. This is a secret wish.
Yeah, I remember it. Kind of boxy looking on the back end and everything. It's like if you really squinted from a distance, it almost kind of looked like a Corvette, but it was definitely squared up and I guess more Cadillac-y. But yeah, I've read a couple few reports about the new ZR1 and the road test they did down at COTA in Texas, Circuit of the Americas. And some interesting feedback in the previous generation ZR1, which is like, I think, 775 horsepower front engine deal. They said the thing was just downright scary to drive on the track, and you'd bring it back from a test drive and you'd be all sweaty and be happy to be out of the car. But with this new ZR1 and the twin turbos and everything, even though it's got, you know, another 250 some horsepower, 200 horsepower, no, 300, apparently the car is much, much easier to drive around the track. The nannies, the various nannies, the traction controls and ABSs and whatnot have been tweaked to perfection to where you can really fling the thing around the track and still have control of it. And instead of bringing the vehicle back all sweaty and can't wait to get out of it, you're basically bringing the vehicle back, can't wait to get back out on the track. That was the consensus. So, yeah, huge step forward with this one. Hey, well, I'll clear out. I think that was still in there. Go ahead, WIM.
And I got another one next week. Good grief, they're all over. You must be speaking to me. Anyhow, all right, yeah, cool. I'm almost home here, so good timing. Yeah, the XLR was, I think it was on a Corvette chassis, but it was, you know, it was Cadillac, you know, leather and all that stuff. I still, my secret lust for, you know, bucket list is a CTSV wagon. And if I could get one with a 6-speed, well, forget it. You can't. You know, if you can, you've got yourself a true collector's item. But that would be my ultimate. But I'd take any CTSV wagon. A little easier to get, but those are pricey, even though they're, I think the latest one was over 10 years old now. More like almost approaching 15. Okay, I'm going to make this my last, unless there's something else. W8FU, Fred.
Sorry. Typing away. Probably should figure out what it is. 1 o'clock. I'm going to finish with these two things I'm working on, and I think I want to go get a hot dog from the hot dog stand for lunch.
Oh, I lied. It wasn't my last. Paul and I were out. We went to Olga's for lunch, and then when we were done, we drove through the parking lot of the new Halo Burger, and it looks like it's coming along. Doesn't look like they had to do as much to the structure as I thought. I thought it was ground up, but looks like they're just remodeling and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward. Didn't you say maybe June? Anyhow, no need to answer. Looking forward to whenever they open. Have a Halo Burger near me. I'm home. W8FU.
I think it's what I said. Rob and I, because you were messaging the other day, you were getting a message or something. And I was like, hey, Rob, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And then I said, hey, where's everything at? So, yeah, they're, I think I posted that back in the Discord there. So it's coming along. I'll have to go down there when we get it launched to do some quality control. All right, study us. Where are you at today, Lance?
to go to the office again? Are they making you going back to the office more than one day a week?
This is WD8KLL monitoring.
KF8ESB. KF8GRC, go ahead.
Hey, I recognize your voice, Jack. I've been listening on here for a while. I just got my license. The name is Shane. I'm new to this. Just got a STM-150 installed in the truck and did a radio check earlier, and someone said it was sounding pretty good. So good to hear from you and good to join the group.
Thank you. And what is...
Call sign is KF8EFV, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Foxtrot Victor. The name is Shane.
KZ8KJO. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Jack. Welcome to the club, Shane. This is Tom Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you. I am going to check out for now. I'm still working on a couple of wires, but this is KF8EFV, and I'll be clear.
Talking to you, you take care and have a good day. KF8, yeah, see.
KF8, DRC 73, Jack, I'll talk to you on the football, so KJ.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W8FU, they being here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on my system. Okay. You know, that 1550 wouldn't even power on. Couldn't get it to light up at all. You know, is there any, you know, of any issue that would cause that?
Yeah, they probably popped the ignition fuse. I think those have that. Anyhow, it probably requires ignition. So one of the pins on that VIP plug in the back needs to have power to it, more than likely, unless it's broke, obviously.
Yeah, I looked at the manual and I put power on that because she has this issue, it still wouldn't power up. Some people said there's a resistor inside that may blow on the ignition sense circuit. That's my next step to look at that.
I don't remember if the CDM-1550 was one of the radios, but Motorola had some radios that they didn't require ignition. But what you would do is you would power the radio through the ignition lead, and you would key up, and that would be enough to pop a fuse. And
the ignition lead, and then from there on out, you would need power and ignition. I don't know if that's what they're talking about. I don't know of any common thing that would cause that, but other than that, I can't think of anything, you know, that screams, you know, if you've got power on the ignition lead, power to the regular connector should power up.
Yeah, something to play with if I feel have if I'm bored. So, sitting out here in the middle of the lake. Beautiful day out here.
Man, do you ever work?
That's like twice in a week that he's rubbed it in about being out in the middle of nowhere in the water.
Actually, this time it's actually different. We were out here a couple of days ago. It was cold and windy.
Copy that. W8RCY. Going back to sandbagging on the couch since I don't have a beach.
Okay, sounds good. All right, back to lollygagging. Talk to you later, ABA Pierre.
Are you out there with your darling bride, or are you out there solo doing the thirst and howl thing again?
No, lovey's right here. I don't go out solo. That's pretty dangerous. Nobody ever should.
Well, there you go. Well, wish her well. Enjoy the day on the boat. We'll catch you later. W8FU.
ABAP.
W3LNS, W4FCD.
Hey, W4XED, this is W3LNS.
I just left work a couple minutes ago. Don't forget, I got the club meeting at, I got to be there at 6:30 tonight.
Guess I should start dinner then, huh?
No rush, I'm not particularly hungry at the moment. As long as I can wolf it down before 6 o'clock, I'm fine.
Sounds good. I didn't do anything today except for take the pool out of the barn. I was going to set it up, but I'm draining the hot tub instead.
Good call before the mosquitoes start laying their eggs in there.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so tired. Drew came over and did the settings on the salt tank.
Did he say whether he just cleared the thing, or did he say if there was a problem with it, or what?
I think he said he just shut it off because they're having problems with those, and they're working on a fix, because they'll go off even when it's full. So I guess it's an upgrade, something that they're doing.
Well, hopefully they can get it done faster than most automotive manufacturers can when they find quality defects.
It's so true.
Okay, well, I'll see you about 10 or 15, 88. W3LNS, W4XED, I'll be listening.
Okay, if you happen to stop at the gas station and you happen to just pick me up a frozen Coke, that'd be great. 88, W4XED, this is W3LNS signing out.
K8, are you H?
KE8RUH.
KF8EDQ, monitoring.
It's working again. Yay, Casey, it has been to you.
Has the tone been changed on the 442.500?
Affirmative, it's 123.
Okay, thank you.
What you doing, Tom? It's Wally, W8VD. Okay, I'm playing on ground wire with the kids. I took them to the park, and I forgot to bring the radio with me. So I thought, huh. And I was trying to figure out how to change my call sign. I got my new call sign this morning, and I was trying to figure out how to change that on ground wire. So either that or watch the kids. So I'm kind of doing both.
What I'm hearing is you're up to no good.
No, I've been good boy today. I went and did the work thing. What I did do, I did terrible. Golfing was an embarrassment that I was even there. But nonetheless, I did that. And now I promised the kids to the park and then to ice cream. So I'm being a good guy today. W-A-T-D.
Roger. Did I hear Greg in there?
Yeah, I can't see. What is the tone change to? I can't get into the 500.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you. The tone has changed to 123.0, 123.0.
123.0, it's not
123. That'll work, too.
Yeah, I just got to figure out how to change this. Is there a CT, a double tone on this repeater or not?
Well, let me dial it up. What do you mean by a double tone? You mean courtesy tone?
Well, when I look at the website here, a repeater book, it used to be 107.2/107.2.
Yeah, now it's going to be 123.123. The reason I say dot zero is because sometimes in the program, like on Motorola's, they won't give it to you until you get the amount after the decimal, which 123 is zero. It shouldn't matter, but most other PLs, you know, like have a, well, 100 even too, but most of them have some sort of tenths of a decimal. So, but yeah, 123 in, 123 out. course, you only got to worry about 123 in on the transmit. You don't have to worry about on the output, as long as you don't have your receiver quieted until it gets 123. But the important one to get in is on the transmitter, 123.
WACIJ, can you hear me?
I can, but are you sure you're on it? Because you have a little bacon fry, which you should not have from where you're at.
Yeah, I'm on the 442.350. I'm going to try to set the tone on the other one.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, no problem. I hear you. So W8VD from W8FU.
Is that what it is now? Is whiskey Victor?
No, that's not what I said. I said W8VD, Victor David.
W8VIJ.
There you go.
You know, I haven't done this in a long time, but I finally figured it out.
There you go. You get to, it's like a refresher on your amateur license. You figured it out.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. Not too many repeaters have the CT on it. That's what I'm not used to setting, but are they still working on this repeater? Because I find that I can't get in, or it doesn't hear very good on my HD. Well, maybe I can have to change the tone on that too.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to change the tone on everything, and it's hot as ever. It's hot as a firecracker. We've been testing it, and the antenna is identical. So, and we're finding the receiver performance is better in every direction, so it can't be worse in your direction. The only thing is, you know, could it be shooting over you? But again, the antenna has not changed. So, you know, watts is watts, and in talking is talking. So, the repeater can't have any bearing on that. So, it should work as good as it's ever worked for you.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to get busy here. 73-WATIK.
All righty. Yeah, Greg, you're sounding as good as ever. You're sounding really good. Solid and good. So, yeah. I got to run in here in a minute or two, in a couple minutes. I'm getting a carry out. Probably not really. So, I don't answer because I just ran in to grab my vittles. And, I'll be back out momentarily. W8FU.
W8FU from RCY.
Yeah, really crazy Uper.
I like that. What is your call sign? Whiskey, Bravo, Victor.
Whiskey 8, Victor David.
Whiskey 8, Victor, D as in David. Thank you. I'll update all my records on it. Thanks for your time. What do you got ordered anyways? Chinese?
No, Mama wanted like a half a the Leos over on Jana. boy at the doctor's today. Has to be on the flying colors for another 4 weeks, 4,000 miles, or 40 minutes, whichever comes first. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you later. WHRCY. Okay, good timing. Looks like a break. Looks like a good time to go in. About 30 people just walked out. W8X.
KJ got it all set up while we ATKJO if he's still there.
W8F, you back on the road.
I haven't left the road, KJO.
Well, I thought I'd mention it in case Greg was done programming his handheld and was looking for a check and I wasn't there or something. I just figured. You're on the road a lot. I didn't hear you a lot last week. Last week you was kind of Tom free. Were you on vacation or something?
No, I decided to take a visit to McLaren Port Huron for chest pain.
Is that secret code for you were in the hospital?
Turned out to be hypertension, but my blood pressure was really elevated. I've never had that before, so co-worker took me and says, feeling numb in my right side of my face, which could be whether that Mars palsy or something like that. So he goes, okay, you could be having a stroke, let's go. And took me to the hospital. Everything was good, just high blood pressure.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. That's a killer. What do you do for that?
I am on blood pressure medication and Lipitor, which is for cholesterol, so my cholesterol is a little above normal. And try not to stress out too much, I guess. Trying my best.
Yep, you know, seems like everybody's got their one thing. Mine is the diabetes. That's the one I gotta watch. You know, and it's probably the easiest one to manage. You know that you don't. You know that you know, for whatever stupid reason. You know, it's like I don't manage it as well as I could by a long shot, and yet it's probably easier. Of all the killers, it's probably one of the easiest ones to manage. So, shame on me, I guess.
Oh, no, I have that too, type 2. Had it for a while, just didn't realize it. So I was having issues staying awake on the road and found out that my sugar was all over the map. So, yep, I'm on that metformin. So I'm right there in your boat. I have to cut off my salt intake. And no more caffeinated coffee. So if I want coffee, it has to be decaf, but I can have one cup in the morning, and that's it.
Oh, my God. That's a killer. I know for you especially.
Oh, yeah, I love my coffee. But the silly thing is I'm doing okay.
Well, find something to take its place. I'm not a big carbonated person, and for me it's coffee, but and I don't get enough water. So, you know, I try. No, I shouldn't say that I try, because I really don't. But, you know, water is, I found those little additives. They're sugar-free, calorie-free. Additives. If you find one you like, those are pretty good. You can make up a jug of that.
But it's not the same, but you got to get, you know, you just got to get used to it. Anyhow, I am here at the house with the food. I'm going to make this my last. I will listen out, but then I'm going to jump out with the chow. W8FU.
Yeah, I don't like those water additives. My wife uses that mayo, and it just tastes like really thin lemonade. So, bottled water is fine. I'll drink that all day. Have a good evening. Enjoy your vittles. 73KCAKJO.
NAZKF, ABA Peter.
Sound good, KCAKJO, 59.
Oh, hello, Tom. Just going to a meeting and just calling Dave. He's supposed to be at the meeting too, see if he's on his way.
Just see if he was in there. Yeah, your tower sounds great. I had it all the way out to Novi.
Okay, is that where you were ending up, or did you go beyond that and couldn't get it? Because I think you should go farther than Novi.
I was just in Novi. I was off of back in 12 Mile, so right up there, and then tootled on this way back east. But yeah, I mean, it was nice and clear. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it seems to be working good. Got one issue. Seems to be getting some kind of a preamp seems to be running away occasionally. Don't know what's causing that, but we'll figure it out eventually.
What time is for? Use it wisely. You'll get it. I said right now it sounds beautiful. I gotta get this phone call. I'll talk to you in a minute. KJKJO.
Alright, I'm gonna be where I'm going shortly, so 7:30. Good evening. ABP here.
3KJKJO.
WAPIJ.
Did you figure out your HT?
Yeah, I figured it out. WAPIJ.
Okay. W8FU.
WAPIJ.
I'm making it in.
Yes, you are, ADAPR.
I'm at Hall Road and Senior behind the building.
Oh, I'm surprised I'm getting in. Are you mobile or a handheld? Oh, but I guess. You've got in a bad spot. Are you handheld or mobile? Yeah, I think you're stretching it. Not making it. Try switching over to the 2.6. It's ABAPR. Out.
That should be better here.
WAEAP.
Gonna move the car here in a minute.
WAEAP. Hey Phil, you still there? Full scale now. I moved over about. I'm starting to leave the parking lot now. It's full scale. Went from S5 to full scale. It's amazing how good this repeater comes in. Still around hollow roaded chainer. WAEAP radio test metro chainer. Radio sounds fine. Sometimes I question the operator. Good evening, W8RCY. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, just first time I've talked to Mr. Peter, I'm kind of like with 30 miles under here. Well, this is the first time I've heard, it's not the first time I've heard you, I've heard you over the last few minutes, but this is the first time you're a little static and a little broken up. Are we talking about the West Bloomfield repeater? Yeah, I had it full scale quieting when I was in the parking lot at Kohl's. And then it's going between S9 and S20 over. Well, I can certainly make you out. I can pull you out of this little bit of static and crackling that's there, but from you say 9 and chainer all the way out to the west side like that, that's a good distance. I don't know if you're actually reached the range or you're in a bad spot, but no, you're sounding A-OK over here. Okay, I'm on 15 mile right now, but yeah, I'm just on my little stubby antenna. I'm not even on my real mobile antenna. Well, that location is a big improvement from where you were just a couple of minutes ago. So, and for a stubby antenna, you're definitely a lot better. So. I'm going to be heading almost all the way to Grosbeck. I'll be heading to Grosbeck. I'm 15 here, so we'll see how it does. Maybe I'll screw on my other antenna. Well, obviously the further west you go, the better it's going to get. And, sometimes if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Just get in a better area. Actually, I'm heading eastbound towards Grosbeck. Roger. You must be already under some form of anesthesia if you don't know east from west by now. I said I was on a chainer heading towards Grosbeck. That would be eastbound down. Well, just make sure when you go in for this operation that they do the proper side, you know. They don't get their left sides and their right sides mixed up. It's
That's what I said. My left, your right, and they left.
When they did my eyes, they put like a eye patch over the eye that they were not working on, so the doctor knew which one to work on. And I was kind of joking before I was completely knocked out. I said, "Are you sure you got the patch on the right eye?" And they go, "Well, we are doing the right eye." And I said, "Yeah, but is the patch on the right eye meaning the left eye?" And they go like, "Well, wait a minute. Now you got us confused. We got to check the paperwork." I said, "I think you should." And you know, and they figured it out. But you know, they knew I was. They kind of figured out I was pulling their leg. Yeah, and I'll be joking with them, but I won't be pulling their leg. That's for sure. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to start winding down here and start shutting things down. I'm kind of tired. My eyes are strained. I didn't get everything done today that I wanted to get done. Just a little tired, eye strain, things like that. But I have all day tomorrow to get everything caught up and done. So the stuff I didn't get to today, I will most definitely get to tomorrow. And if I don't, it's my own darn fault, because I have no excuses not to knock it all out tomorrow. And it's going to be really, really hot tomorrow. I didn't run the air conditioning yet, but yeah, so, all right, do take care, and yeah, your radio's sounding good for that far out, all the way out to the west side. Have a good night, take care, W-8-R-C-Y.
Yep, I'm just about over here at Grow Spec. All right, catch you later, W-8-E-A-P.
This is KSA-EZQ monitoring.
This is KF8EAP. I hear you.
Copy that, KF8EAP. This is Mike from Saginaw off the James Township repeater. What's your first name and approximate location?
And I'm over by Burt, just outside of Montrose.
Copy that, Luke. You're coming in loud and clear. Are you up to anything tonight? Are you just listening to the radio? I've been pretty busy all day, working and been messing around. You know, take care of my dogs here, and now I'm relaxing and listening to the radio.
I just sat down for the night, turned the radio on, just got done working in the bathroom and master bedroom, kind of doing a full renovation on that.
Yeah, copy that. That can be, inexpensive and, work intensive project, but good luck with that, sir. With that, I've sister's fostering a dog on Sunday, so I have two dogs of my own, and now I'm fostering a third dog, so I've been going on plenty of walks and keeping my dogs outside and trying to keep them rolling around in the grass.
I do love my dogs, too. Got four myself, plus a little mini farm going on.
Yeah, copy that. I have room in my heart for so many more, but my wallet can only handle so much, and my fence is not as robust as it should be, and, you know, I just love them. So I volunteer at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, too, so I have plenty of dogs in my life.
That's good to hear, man. My colleague keeps looking over every time the radio goes off, and she's like, what is going on?
Yeah, this is KFAEGQ for radio ID purposes. Yeah, I have a handheld. We use radios at the shelter, too, so we can communicate and whatnot, but I bring my own radio, and I have it tuned to the shelter channel and then usually to a GMRS or a ham station, too. And so the people around me at the shelter can hear my radio going off, and they're like, oh, what is that? It sounds so official. And I'm like, it really is.
KFAEAP. Mike, you kind of cut out there a little bit at the end there.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was just saying that I bring my own radio to when I go to the shelter on the weekend, so I can monitor multiple channels, and the people around me can usually hear whatever other station I'm tuned into at the time, and they ask about it occasionally.
Gotcha. I've been wanting to get into this for a while. I just got my license about 2 months ago, and guy at work got me into GMRS because we don't have radios at work, and so we ended up getting our own because we work sometimes a mile apart from each other. Right now I'm running on a Baofeng AR5RM.
Yeah, copy that. I have a couple of Baofeng radios. I have a UV5RM, but I'm talking to you on a base station right now. It's a Radiodity DV25 Pro.
I've been seeing a couple of advertisements for those. Google tracked me as I search, I guess. But I'm going to get a base station eventually and a mobile. But right now, I'm just rolling with the HT from Baofeng.
Yeah, copy that. Depending on how close you are to the repeater, that may be all you need. And that's really all I needed, too. But I just wanted to make sure that I was being heard clearly, and I wanted something at my desk that could monitor four different channels at the same time, and instead of having a bunch of HTs all over the place, I've got the one base station in my office on my desk, and then I've got two handhelds out in the garage whenever I go out there.
I hear that. This Baofeng came in a two-pack, so I got two of them. Only one has the channels programmed into it, but I plan on getting some kind of base station set up. I actually got a power supply ready from old supply at work that they were getting ready to throw out, and a couple of things. We got a tower ready to go up.
Yeah, myself. I kind of picked up on that since we kind of had call signs that are relatively close to each other. I've been a ham for about 3 weeks or so now, and I talk more on GMRS. I'm WSID on the other, WSID 817 on the other side, if you ever heard me on there. But I like to throw my call sign out on ham, too, occasionally, maybe a couple times a day, and then there are some nets on the 2 meter in Saginaw, so I like to attend those to kind of pitch in a bit.
Yeah, I've been some reason, every now and then, your end of transmission keeps cutting out, but the rest of it is clear as day.
Interesting. The fan is coming out on my transceiver here. I don't know if it's heat related or what. It's a new base station, and I haven't really stress tested it out very much. But it's kind of a good thing that I'm talking on it now, and I'm kind of, you know, exercising it a bit to see how well it performs.
You know what output power you're going for right now?
Yeah, copy that. It should be on high power. I'm in Saginaw Township, and I'm trying to hit the James repeater, so I don't know what I actually need, but I haven't tested that theory out yet.
All right, well, I'm hitting at 10 watts right now, because I believe I have mine fully turned up, and I am sitting on, where are we at, the KC8ELQ BERT repeater.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm just gonna I'll go back to monitoring, and maybe we'll talk again in the future. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, sounds good. I will talk to you later, Mike. This is KC8. KF8 EAP.